For many businesses, staying competitive requires an international strategy. But how do you know if you're making the right moves? Look to Plante Moran, because they've been advising companies on their global business strategy, tax, and operations for dozens of years. Beth Babich, associate with Plante Moran.
Anywhere in the world, we're dedicated to you. Operating your business internationally is a high-risk, high-reward proposition. We'll help you capitalize on opportunities while mitigating risk throughout the world with international services that are tailored, flexible, and scalable. Our international team will coordinate all of your global audit, tax, and consulting needs, resulting in cost-effective, stress-free solutions. You don't have to go it alone. We believe we're only stronger together and are dedicated to becoming an extension of your team.
To learn more about Plante Moran and see why their clients are truly satisfied, visit them at PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040. That's PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040.
When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like... or Florida's winter, which sounds like... Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
This year, the Hyundai holidays are making everything merry and bright. That's because for a limited time, we're offering our most wonderful deals of the season on every new Hyundai. Plus, to keep that festive feeling going 10 years long, every Hyundai also comes backed by America's best warranty, our 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So go on, get merry at your Hyundai dealer. Drive home behind the wheel of a brand new Hyundai during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your Hyundai dealer today. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. The Hyundai holidays are the reason to buy now.
Lease the Elantra for just $119 a month for 36 months with $28.19 due at signing. Or get up to $32.50 in holiday bonus cash. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Or visit buyhyundai.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. For more information, call 877-248-1585.
Club. We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Looking for family fun this winter? Join Northwestern Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. The Blackhawks lost in regulation for only the third time this season last night, falling to Ottawa 4-3. Coach Joe Quenneville said afterwards that even though Jonathan Toews is in an offensive slump, it's only temporary.
I think that he's getting opportunities. He's around the net. It's a matter of time before things start going in for you, and you get a little bit more confidence in the scoring areas, like all guys that are productive in their offensive game. And you know, I think he had a couple decent looks tonight. You're certainly going to get your share playing with those guys as well.
Marian Hossa went down with an upper body injury in the first period. He's questionable for Friday against Colorado. Good news, though, both Corey Crawford and Artem Anisimov could be back for that one. The Bears have until 3 o'clock this afternoon to decide whether or not to activate cornerback Kyle Fuller or shut him down for the last two games of the year. Fuller's desire to play was called into question by both head coach John Fox and defensive coordinator Vic Fangio yesterday.
Looking inside of people sometimes is not real easy. All we can do as coaches is, look at what's on the field and, evaluate it and make a decision. And it's all about what's best for the team.
Yesterday, the team placed wide receiver Eddie Royal on IR, ending his season. Bears take on Washington Saturday at noon. The Bulls return to action tonight when they host Washington. Elsewhere, Cleveland guard J.R. Smith will need surgery on his thumb. He's out for the next 4 to 6 weeks. In baseball, FanRag Sports' John Heyman says the Cubs are one of many teams interested in starter Tyson Ross, but says Ross may already have visited Chicago to meet with the team. Meanwhile, ESPN's Buster Olney says the Pirates working hard to try to make a deal to land White Sox starter Jose Quintana. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Eon Dental Implants. Choose Eon Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. And 670, the Score's holiday broadcast at Real Time Sports tomorrow is brought to you by Windy City Suites in Lakeview, where life is a little bit sweeter. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the World Champion Cubs.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
I don't even know what to say. That was pretty awesome.
Julie, thank you so much. Julie DeCaro had our updates all day today. Thank you to our guests, Mike Florio, Chris Cook, and Dan Wiederer. Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Rick Camp. So much material was built today for Rick and Jay's podcast, the I'm Fat podcast, which is a terrific podcast. Twice a week.
Is it about food or is it about just the life of being
life of being fat and your value above replacement fat person.
I don't think of Rick as fat.
Well, you know.
I just think of him as large.
He thinks of himself.
Shep called him the worst fat person ever.
He's not really a fat person, though.
He's just huge.
I think he would take issue with you on that.
He's just a big person. He's a
stocky.
Brobdingnanian. It's the opposite of Lilliputian, is that right?
I think what Rick has, which our guy Madison Fonz texted in about, is a true commitment to fatness, where you find yourself noticing perhaps gastric or stomach issues, but you ignore them or eat your way through them. You know? That really shows your commitment to what it's all about. That's what qualifies Rick to be host of that podcast.
Well, that's my theory generally about intestinal and gastric distress is punish your own system for misbehaving. Like, if you're having issues, that's when you go get spicy Thai food.
All right, speaking of systems, I have to tell you something in a minute. But Brian Gersh is a video streamer and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Mike Chen also helped out as a producer for the last little part of the show.
Chen?
Here's something I didn't know was an actual thing. Yes. That I totally experienced. I talked about it earlier. Terry went to lovely Crested Butte, Colorado for a snowy mountain weekend getaway with the boy. Father and son venture. It was great fun.
You were not with child.
No.
You took your child with you.
But I did not
know
this.
John Denver.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I think he's a little wet.
Well, then there's easier to find. Bloated.
I did not know this was a thing until a texter said, Spiegs, did you have the high altitude flatulence boost?
And that's a thing.
That's a thing. Seriously.
Oh Lord, have mercy.
The answer, first of all, is oh yes, I did. Oh, you bet your sweet bippy, I did.
But generally speaking, you don't really need a boost.
Rowan and Martin reference in there. Wow.
Look, the bippy was sweet at the beginning, is what I'm saying.
I don't know what's going on here.
Just like
Tiger weights.
What's interesting to note, Bill McAtee, is that
Blazing Saddles broke out.
It wasn't like the amount of them. It was the sheer volume in each one individually. Like my length, it lasted a long time.
Machine gun
holding
style.
A note.
Yes. My endurance, my flatulence endurance took a massive jump.
You get the whole like dying biplane thing going.
And the texters sent me this link. high altitude flatus expulsion.
And members of high altitude flatus expulsion.
Is a gastrointestinal syndrome which involves the spontaneous passage of increased quantities of rectal gases at high altitudes.
Who knew?
It's based on the differential and atmospheric pressure, directly correlated with the observer's frequency of and level of experience in high altitude metabolism. Okay, I don't hang out there.
Think about that when you fly. Uh-huh. And think about the fact that you are trapped in an aluminum tube.
Yeah. With people
that's unfortunate.
With people who seem to have a penchant for it.
Well,
as the
external pressure decreases, the difference in pressure between the gas within the body and the atmosphere outside is higher. The urge to expel gas to relieve the pressure is greater. And oh boy, is that just the length and volume to the point that my son looked at me a couple of times. Are you okay, Daddy?
Yeah, yeah, I am. You're not someone who struggles with that to begin with.
No, I'm good with that. You know, it's not an issue.
How do you define struggling? I mean, for some, it's an art form. For some, it's a hobby.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, but again, think about that next time you fly and realize that you're in an airtight aluminum tube. So there's your happy thought for the day.
It's hard to miss it. It's hard to miss it when the guy next to you is just going on and on and on about it.
The moment I get to the gate, I can tell you who's sitting next to me. I can point to you. I will say, that guy is sitting next to me. And it's the guy who's like missing half his face. It's like he's got like freshly wounded, or he's got, you know, he's
got rubber gloves on because he's not supposed to touch anyone.
600 pounds, caked in vomit, missing half his face, and being chewed on by rodents. That's my seatmate.
That sounds, frankly, like exactly what you deserve. Just exactly.
Oh, it is.
Just spot on.
It is.
Like if I had to draw it out.
Are you going to finish your cheese plate?
Here, no.
Go. I'm going to go standing back for a while, if you don't mind.
Anyway, so we had sports thoughts today, various sports thoughts. Did the Kyle Fuller stuff, the Vic Fangio stuff, that happen during your show?
Yeah, they just talk about putting a guy on blast.
And not letting him respond.
And then saying you can't talk.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty
amazing. What he did. That's lovely. Nice. Ooh.
I don't think the Bears will ultimately miss him.
He's still a first-round pick.
Who would know?
Right.
How would you know?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't see it, I guess, is what I said. To this point, I don't see it anyway. So, despite his big interceptions,
other than that first flurry of he's got good ball skills.
Frenzy earlier.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I don't really remember much about
more
the frenzy.
More of a spasm, perhaps, than a frenzy.
Hmm. Well,
there were the couple of moments you're saying, oh, okay, there's a flash. And then you think, oh, well, from a first-round pick, as soon as he gets acclimated, gets comfortable, the game slows down for him. No, not interested, not playing, not getting back out there.
Yeah.
And you brought up a term that we'll talk about a little bit today that I tried to explore after I transcribed our interviews yesterday with Matt Miller on the one hand and Greg Gabriel on the other.
Uh-huh.
And as respectfully as you can, they took absolutely diametrically opposed positions to what Leonard Fournette and Christian McCaffrey have chosen to do, and what others have and what others will increasingly choose to do. I'm on Matt Miller's side, and it's this issue of football character we're going to talk about today, because it's now a euphemism for something.
Yeah, it's a euphemism for a bunch of different things, isn't it? Yeah. I brought it up with that in mind, of exploring it a little further, so I'll be interested in how you do so, because it's like fitting into some paradigms that they decide are the important ones, right?
There's a lot to it, and it's changing. What it was is not what it is, and certainly not what it's going to be, because it is definitely acquiescing to a certain power structure. When one talks about coachability, not asking why you're supposed to do something, they've never liked players who ask too many questions. It is following orders.
They don't even want you to appear to be smart.
Aha. Uh-huh. Now, that's another aspect to football character. At some point...
He's a smart guy.
There is a sound drop that we play. I think it's from Ray Donovan. But when we bring on Matt Bowen, there's sort of an irony here. There's a sound drop that we play in his intro where somebody says, well, who does that? You put a helmet on your head and you run into things, you bash your head around, and it's insanity. And in some ways, football character now is almost by definition, to a reasonable person, wanting to slam your head into things and not ask questions why you're doing it, wanting to smash your brain around because you're hardwired to do it, in some ways is defining either stupidity, willful ignorance, or craziness? Who this so-called football character, what kind of quote-unquote normal person is designed that way?
A willing soldier. Just
but
just
you're not fighting for country. Says, you're not fighting for freedom.
So you don't find them to be selfish, huh?
Oh, no.
I saw that term you said.
Well, maybe by definition. But
absolutely.
But by definition, but truly not.
Justified. It's justified selfishness.
It's selfish, yes. but it's against, you know, one of the most hypocritical entities in the universe.
Yeah, a $1 billion business that uses these guys for every penny they can possibly make. And at any time in which they speak up, they are smacked around and found to be in violation of some idiotic rule.
But you can't use it like as a derogatory term when you talk about it. You shouldn't.
I mean,
they're selfish. They're selfish bastards. Well, yes, in that true sense of the word, yes. But in reality, no.
Do you know how many Tim Beckmans are out there? You know how many guys that
I didn't know that guy from Indiana was one of them.
Physically and mentally abuse their players.
Kevin Wilson.
They don't acknowledge injury. And then if there's any kind of problem, all of a sudden, they run you off. Yeah, that scholarship, that promise, that commitment from that side. Oh, we just recruited a kid at your position. All of a sudden, your scholarship's not here. So
how they treat you.
Of course. So, they'll run you right off.
But look at the difference in the two topics we've discussed in the last 4.5 minutes. We're questioning Kyle Fuller righteously because he doesn't seem to want to be on the field, right?
Well, I'd like to hear from him.
I'd like
to hear from him and find out why exactly he's not ready to play. Well, maybe he doesn't.
I've heard that intimated before.
Yeah, they're football shaming him.
Yes.
Is what they're doing.
And then they won't let him speak.
Right.
It won't let him make his case. How do we know he feels?
Well, if Alshon Jeffrey chose not to play in these last two games because he wants to stay healthy for his impending either tag or his free agency deal, I would judge that very differently than I would
Christian McCaffrey. It's a lot trickier there.
Yeah.
Because then you know what he's doing. These college kids haven't made a dime yet,
right,
other than whatever they got from the school.
Alshon Jeffrey's getting paid. Go out there and play.
Yeah, I think that's there is. I think it's a lot different if you say, well, Kyle Fuller never plays, and they think he probably could. He just doesn't want to. Well, that's different. That's different. He's being paid to do exactly that. That's what you're being paid to do. And he's not the first guy I've seen who's going to get cut because they don't think they can trust him.
But it's a unique sport. Do you ever hear about a boxing character? Well, that guy, he's just got great boxing character because he just loves to punch things.
We heard baseball character in regards to, say, Aroldis Chapman, you know, like personal character versus baseball character.
But in a violent sport. I mean, sure. No. I get that. I get sport. I get the in other sports.
It's different in, like, that's what you're supposed to think about it in terms of football, but it is deeper. No, I agree with that.
The endemic destructiveness and brutality, if you really do have somebody who is what all these coaches want, you're talking about a crazy person.
Who is the last broadcast group that you'd like to have on the Bears call this week? Who's dead last?
Sam Rosen.
He is.
Dick Stockton.
There you go. And who is the dead last analyst you'd like to be with Dick Stockton? Dead last.
Who do I think is the worst? Phil Sims.
No, you don't get him.
But you asked me.
David Deal. Dick Stockton and David Deal is your broadcast team. For the Bears and the Washington Redskins. That's Saturday. I am not going to have the volume on for that game.
David Deal might break Blackhawks news, though, because he was right on that one.
You might, you didn't need it on Sunday either. I mean, that wasn't exactly a prized possession there, that broadcast, was it?
No, you know, I don't know. I thought Lynch actually, the last 2 minutes, I thought Lynch talking about John Fox was actually pretty good.
For an interior guy to have 4 sacks going through 5 games, that just shows that he is a penetrator.
Okay.
The penetrator. What I think is that John Lynch could be a lot better. And he just has never gotten there.
He sounds good. He's got a really good voice. He's got a very solid professional presentation. It's just a matter of content.
That's interesting.
It was taken out of content.
I have not dissected him in the way that I have others. Maybe because he hasn't had boob-like moments that pop out to me.
That we can replay over and over again,
exactly.
Which is really all we ask for.
We're looking for. All right, man. I'll see you tomorrow. It's going to be a good time tomorrow over at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Looking forward to that. Your guys' last show together. That's insane.
That is correct.
That is insane.
It is the last Boers and Bernstein show after 17 years.
That's crazy.
That's a long ass time.
Yeah, it really is. I'm trying to think of how much I've enjoyed.
And it's, not at all.
No, not a lot.
Yeah, you can say, are you allowed to? Sure.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to think like if I could put together one full show from.
I was hoping, maybe.
No, seriously. No. I mean, it's crazy to think about, even just, and I can't imagine what it's like for you guys. Just saying it out loud feels crazy. So it's going to be a very different radio station after the 5th of July. Really is. Men. January, excuse me.
Wow.
Yeah, Terry.
Planning more changes.
No, you're staying for 6 months. I forgot to mention.
Oh, God.
All right, I need to stop talking, clearly. Guys, have a good show.
You too, my friend. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks for listening to 670 The Score.
Keep it here. More Boers and Bernstein on the way on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Shaquille O'Neal is getting a statue. It'll be his third one to go along with his giant monument at LSU and a bizarre 50-foot one in China that was constructed during the 08 Olympics. The Los Angeles Lakers announced yesterday that the always colorful big man will join the likes of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Wayne Gretzky, and Magic Johnson and be bronzed outside the Staples Center. This one, like Shaq himself, will be unique as it won't be on the ground. Instead, it'll hang 10 feet above it, which is fitting because if you've ever been in the same room with a man, you feel like you're looking 10 feet in the air anyways. It's almost like he's posterizing you with one of his vicious rim-bending dunks every time you walk under it. A four-time NBA champ, league MVP, three-time finals MVP, and commercial and television star, Shaq is more than memorable. The Lakers are making him immortal. Congrats are due. I'm Tiki Barber.
The season to save is now during the Red Tag Sales event at Sunrise Chevrolet. And as our gift to you, we're rolling back prices. Our 2016 Chevys must go. Shop our huge inventory of Silverados, Cruises, Malibus, Tracks, and more. Plus, get 0% financing on select new Chevys or lease a new 2017 Chevy Equinox LS for $189 a month. But hurry, these offers end with the holidays. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com, the bright way to buy.
Plus, tax, title, license, stock fee, 24-month lease with $30.49 due with signing financing to qualifying buyers with approved credit. Find new roads.
Make your next golf outing one to remember by hosting it at one of Chicago's premier golf facilities, Bolingbrook Golf Club. This five-star layout has it all. Elevated tees, rolling fairways, incredible greens, and seven lakes. The driving range and golf academy are award-winning. Hurry, prime 2017 dates still available, but filling fast. Is a wedding in your future? Bolingbrook Golf Club is the perfect setting for the big day. From 8 to 800, your guests will be impressed. For more information on outings or weddings, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com. That's bolingbrookgolfclub.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To donate for 2016.
Hello, gentlemen. Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air in St. Charles.
So, you've asked us, why should I come to you for my diamond engagement ring?
That's like asking, why should I go to Wrigleyville to watch a ball game?
Well, that's true, dear, but let's make it clear why you should buy at the Diamond Air. Number one, unlike chain box stores, I hand select each diamond that comes into the store. So if that diamond has inclusions you can see with the naked eye, or if the color is yellowish, then it is unacceptable and we simply do not buy it. Also, as a second generation jeweler, I've been handling diamonds since I was about 6 years old. So I learned from my father and traveling to Belgium to purchase diamonds directly from the cutter. This skips a minimum of two middlemen, assuring you are paying the lowest price.
You will also never be bombarded by commissioned salespeople. You will sit in our comfortable diamond salon and actually have a blast shopping for your diamond. Call us at 630-355-RING to book your experience. And again, why is that, Billy?
Because with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
This holiday season, be sure to give gifts that everyone loves. Give gifts from Lover's Lane, like our Christmas bundle. It's three gifts in one. a piece of lingerie, petite to plus size, a bedroom toy, both totaling $100 or more. Then receive half off a love kit. What's a love kit? Our romance specialist will show you all the steamy details.
Ooh.
This holiday season, start playing together at Lover's Lane. If you can't decide, give a gift card.
On the first day of Christmas, Grossinger gave to me a huge offer for my family.
We need your trade, and we're willing to pay. During Grossinger Toyota North's year-end trade-in event, get top dollar in cash for cars in any condition. Lease a new 2017 Corolla L for just $131 a month. Save big with 0% financing for 72 months on every new Toyota. Or lease a new 2017 RAV4 LE for only $161 a month. Hurry in. The end of the year means Toyota-thon and our best savings on a new Toyota. This week only at Grossinger Toyota North in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and GrossingerToyotaNorth.com. That's GrossingerToyotaNorth.com.
Auto number T70550, number T70299. You must qualify. 36 month leases, zero security deposit. Corolla 3281, RAV4 3311, due at signing. Plus tax, title, license, and 169.27 dock fee. 1389 per thousand finance. Expires 1/2/17.
Dating back to 1885 as the founding franchise of major soft drinks, Dr. Pepper continues to provide a deliciously good, one of a kind taste. Dr. Pepper is joined with another legendary team and founding franchise as the official soft drink of your Chicago Bears. So enjoy the one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper on game day at Soldier Field or in your own Bear Den at home. Be sure to pick up Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper, and Dr. Pepper Cherry at your favorite retailer. Try the delicious one-of-a-kind taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper today. Dr. Pepper, always one-of-a-kind.
At T-Mobile, we're declaring the end of data limits. Introducing T-Mobile One. One price, all unlimited, for everyone. That's right. Get unlimited 4G LTE data on your smartphone on our network that was built to handle it. And get it at a price that won't break the bank. With four lines of unlimited LTE data for just $35 a line per month with AutoPay. Switch today.
Top 3% of data users greater than 26 gigabytes per month may see reduced speeds until next bill cycle. Video typically streams at 480p with qualifying credit discount via bill credit plus taxes and fees.
Join the Scores hockey expert Jay Zawoski for the Bud Light Blackhawks On the Glass Hockey Night with Chicago Blackhawk Jordan Tutu from 7 to 8:30 at Bub City, 435 North Clark in Chicago. Come meet Jordan for an autograph, get the inside scoop on the team, meet the Bud Light Ice Crew, and enter to win a pair of Blackhawks tickets. Brought to you by Bud Light. Raise wonder right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by my man Carey Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn.
Boars and Bernstein.
Hello there.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. We're going to make you several promises for the next, four and a half hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. Loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. Oh, I think so. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bortz.
I'm Dan Bernstein. We have all kinds of stuff today. We have Olin Krutz at 2. Lars Anderson, one of the guys behind the Lawrence Phillips Showtime documentary, will join us at 3, second half, 3:30. Pete Futek at 4. Hub Arkish takes your calls on the Bears and the NFL at 5. And giveaways. We got more Jets pizza to give away, and we have two more four-packs to join Mully and Hanley at the 2016 Score holiday broadcast. We're going to be real-time sports in Elk Grove Village tomorrow. And as you know, it's going to be a big day because today is the penultimate Boers and Bernstein show, and we welcome you to it.
Yep.
312-644-6767's number, WSCR, The Score. Email us at boersandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. Streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting at 67011, the text zone, brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group with 15 brands and over 4,000 vehicles. Visit them today at grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at @Boers_Bernstein. You can follow me at @Dan_Bernstein. BoersandBernstein.com and the radio.com app. That's for your mobile device. The producers are Matt Abaticola.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. And no matter how far away you
go. I love Matt Abaticola.
Who is that?
That's your guy, Rene Rancourt.
Rene Rancourt with the fist pumps. And then you will see there is a series of fist pumps. First,
you'll
one.
Notice after he sings, there's a military salute and the fist pump.
And then
four, a record.
The first fist pump is followed by the second fist pump. That would be number two. Next in sequence would be fist pump number three from Rene Rancourt. Chris Tannehill.
As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Boy, a bunch of people just died. He is Captain Indestructor.
Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air.
You'll notice after he sings, there's a military salute and the fist pump.
So wait, is he just freestyling on his own instead of doing the national anthem or O Canada? Are people expecting? Is he just kind of going off on his own?
That was a little in-between period entertainment there, a little intermission.
Oh, very little. Interstitial kind of performance. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, does he just turn his mic on?
He's got open mic privileges. Renee, whenever you want to pipe in, go ahead. Go for it.
It's like Pierre Maguire between the benches. He just sort of says, you know, by the way, I've got another little ditty for you right here.
Yeah, I swear to God, some of it sounds like somebody doing the seventh inning stretch. I think there was something missing in some of that.
You know what it reminds me of? Bill Murray on the old SNL doing the lounge singer bit.
Yeah.
Because he's got like this sort of fake crooner thing going, but it doesn't sound like a real singer.
No.
Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air.
And New York is
That's your between periods entertainment right there. Automatically, every hockey arena in North America, without a doubt, you have to play Joseph Spence or Lynn Bramer's version of the Christmas Mouse. Those are the only things allowed. It's not really God. Lynn's version. We don't know who he doesn't even know who sings it, but he'll be playing it, by the way. The once a year tradition, WXRT. He told me, I saw him in the hallway. I said, when's Christmas Mouse? He goes, tomorrow at 7:08. So I'll have to make sure I catch that little moment away from my sports day. But yeah, I didn't.
Well, put Chris on.
Okay, fine.
Scoreboard update.
I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Why?
We're obligated to. You got sponsors. You got promos. Oh. You got stuff you got to read.
Yeah, things.
Okay. Well, then I guess I will. See, now I'm in the holiday spirit.
After Hi, Chris.
That. Hey, is that hello? Is that the dude, the Edmonton Oilers guy?
No, it's
Bruins.
Boston Bruins.
Okay. Kind of sounded like the Edmonton Oilers guy.
You will notice after he sings, there's a military salute and the fist pump. He told me before the game he has only done three fist pumps one time. That was Wednesday prior to game four.
Do you get penalized for four fist pumps? Is that like one fist pump too many?
From like the Key and Peele sketch?
Yes.
I don't know if he was penalized. He'd be penalized for his singing.
That's why I would have never got it. It's not good.
I don't know. I'm in the spirit now, so you guys take from it whatever you want. Okay. I'm happy.
All
right?
Okay, good. That's really all that matters. Your happiness.
Thank you, Dan. Somebody finally said it. From the Northwestern.
We were all thinking it all along.
Everybody, the whole gang. From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. If you're looking for fun this winter, join NU Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans are on sale at NUSports.com.
You had me mindful of something there when you said the whole gang. Wasn't there a terrible LA rap effort called We're All in the Same Gang? I'm trying to remember who was involved, but they were like trying to combat gang violence by having a bunch of LA rappers do something called We're All in the Same. And it was probably the single worst.
What is this,
worst.
Like early 90s?
Yeah, it was so bad that it made people actually want to join a gang just so they could kill people.
I have this, that's totally new to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a vague memory of this We're All in the Same Gang.
And it was, I've got it.
You do?
It's the West Coast Rap All-Stars. I should have known this. It's King T.
Yeah.
Body and Soul.
Yeah.
Tone Loc.
Yeah.
Ooh. Above the Law.
Uh-huh.
Ice-T. Dr. Dre and MC Ren.
Yeah.
Young MC.
Oh, sure.
Why not?
I mean. Hey, Young MC's calling. He really wants to be in this. Fine.
JJ Fad.
His best friend Harry has a brother Larry by Craigie.
Oaktown's 347.
357.
Well, unless they,
unless that's
they,
what
the, unless they demoted him, it was the Oaktown 357 posse.
Digital Underground, MC Hammer, and Eazy-E.
It's a lot of people.
You know,
stage.
Surprisingly, these guys never work together again. Guys like MC Hammer and Eazy-E.
You don't think that MC Ren and would re-collaborate with Tone Loc? No, it didn't work out. God, was that a bad song? Woo! It actually drove gang recruitment.
Oh man! So
well,
it's just so you have like 15 rappers in one song.
Yeah,
that's not.
Which is never a problem.
That's already a problem. Yeah, that's
especially live.
It's all a problem.
I bet that sounds great live.
John Fox was in it too, because he was actually out there at the time. He was part of the West Coast Rap All Stars.
He is not. He is a. This is well known in music circles. He is a terrible hype man.
John Fox?
Yeah, terrible hype man. He's one of the worst.
John Gruden is also in the song. Incidentally.
This guy.
I love this rap, man.
I gotta tell you,
these gangs are bad, man.
You gotta stay out of these gangs. I know we were talking about this before during the pregame, but there's a lot of kind of bad stuff going on.
You know what I like about this guy? He's pliable. That's what I really like about this guy.
I like this Ice-T guy. He can act, he can rap, do a little bit of everything for you. That's a coach's kind of player.
Oh,
I call him the double threat, man.
By the way, the one thing apparently he doesn't want to do is coach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He just wants to talk about it, though.
That's what he wants to do, so forget it.
That's a cushy job. You get well paid, you're not going to get fired, so why not?
All right, sorry, Chris.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. None of this matters anymore. Nothing matters.
True. To begin with.
You know, here's something that does matter to some people, many people. The Blackhawks are going to get back Corey Crawford. I don't even think it's that funny. I mean, this is a big deal, Chris.
This is not the time to do hockey.
No, never mind then. He is back. It's always the time for that.
Now you realize it.
Even in June.
Oh, you better believe it.
So Crawford might play Friday. They're going to take on Colorado. But Marian Hossa, questionable, has an upper body injury. The Bulls are going to play against the Wizards. That'll be at home tonight. Who are the Wizards who came up with this? So they'll play tonight. And
what? Wait, what?
That was an old SNL reference?
Yes, that's it. Who are the ad wizards who came up with this one? It was like I think everybody was Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah, you don't care about that. And the White Sox have outrighted reliever Matt Perk. That's right.
Who the hell is Matt Perk?
So all those jokes are gone, Ronji.
I know. It's too bad. Because apparently I look like him.
Is that good or bad?
It's great for him.
Great for Matt Perk.
Yeah. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of 2016. It's only $19.99. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Chris Ronji, and you are listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. Christmas is better when you wrap it in red at your local Ace. Stop by this holiday season for great gifts like the new Weber Genesis 2, power tools from Craftsman and DeWalt, Traeger grills, hammocks from Eno, and more. Only at Ace, the helpful place.
136 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Are we going to hear it?
What?
No, I don't actually have it.
No,
I have the names.
I have the name of it. Okay.
All he has is the roster.
I can't ever think of seeing that anyplace or anyone. I've seen a million people do Christmas stuff. I've never seen that. I don't want to, but I was just wondering if it was that bad. You know, the good bad.
Well,
is that I can imagine.
This time of year, there's some good, bad.
There is some.
Yeah, there's. I'm telling you. But after about Christmas Mouse, I'm done. I'm checked out. I did not think that the Kyle Fuller stuff would be like front page news, but I guess it is.
Well, he's your first round pick, and he you know, I mean, when somebody basically saying seemingly not necessarily playing in so many words. Yeah, I think it does.
If you're Fuller, and you know your career here is over, this is the question I have. And the team says, we're going to put you on blast. We're going to have two coaches pound you and call you out for being lazy and uncompetitive. And then we're going to dare to tell you you're not allowed to talk to the media.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing.
Talking to the media.
You better believe I am.
You're going anyway.
You better believe I am. I'm not going to go out like that.
No.
If I've got a record to correct. It's possible he doesn't. It's possible, like, well, yep, they got me. I'm a lazy piece of crap.
I bet when he gets a chance, he'll make a compelling case for himself.
He's got a chance.
He probably will, but I would be tempted to just go ahead and talk. I mean, you can't.
The audacity.
There's nothing more damning than saying that about somebody.
To say about a professional football player, yeah, he really hasn't shown that he wants to come back. Unless,
well, weren't you wondering?
If that's not true, if that is not true, I am talking to somebody right away and saying, this is what's really going on. Or I'm taking to Twitter to have control of the message myself. Because what's the worst thing that happens? A team says, a potential future employer says, well, you know, hey, he was out there when he shouldn't have been. Or a potential future employer is allowed to think that you're lazy and uncompetitive. I think you'd take your chances with the former and say, look, if they want to think I'm somehow insubordinate, I've got something to say about what these guys are saying about me that's not true. I'm correcting the record.
Yeah, that B choice is not right. I don't know he's going to take that choice.
We can talk to Olin Krutz about it and more at the top of the hour. He's going to join us on the Boards and Bernstein Show on The Score.
Tomorrow, cap off The Score's holiday show with the final Boards and Bernstein Show ever. Yep, after 17-plus years of Chicago sports talk together, Boers and Bernstein dedicate their final show to you.
Who cares?
It's all over. Be there live from 1 to 6 at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village to see this historic show in person.
Tell me this is a bit!
Don't miss the final Boers and Bernstein show ever on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I'm mad at
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like... Or Florida's winter, which sounds like...
Florida's awesome!
Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
This year, the Hyundai holidays are making everything merry and bright. That's because for a limited time, we're offering our most wonderful deals of the season on every new Hyundai. Plus, to keep that festive feeling going 10 years long, every Hyundai also comes backed by America's best warranty, our 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So go on, get merry at your Hyundai dealer. Drive home behind the wheel of a brand new Hyundai during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your Hyundai dealer today. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. The Hyundai holidays are the reason to buy now.
Lease the Elantra for just $119 a month for 36 months with $28.19 due at signing. Or get up to $32.50 in holiday bonus cash. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Or visit buyhyundai.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. For more information, call 877-248-1585.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
For many businesses, staying competitive requires an international strategy. But how do you know if you're making the right moves? Look to Plante Moran, because they've been advising companies on their global business strategy, tax, and operations for dozens of years. Beth Babich, associate with Plante Moran.
Anywhere in the world, we're dedicated to you. Operating your business internationally is a high-risk, high-reward proposition. We'll help you capitalize on opportunities while mitigating risk throughout the world with international services that are tailored, flexible, and scalable. Our international team will coordinate all of your global audit, tax, and consulting needs, resulting in cost-effective, stress-free solutions. You don't have to go it alone. We believe we're only stronger together and are dedicated to becoming an extension of your team.
To learn more about Plant Moran and see why their clients are truly satisfied, visit them at plantmoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040. That's plantmoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040.
The season to save is now during the Red Tag Sales event at Sunrise Chevrolet. And as our gift to you, we're rolling back prices. Our 2016 Chevys must go. Shop our huge inventory of Silverados, Cruises, Malibus, Trax, and more. Plus, get 0% financing on select new Chevys or lease a new 2017 Chevy Equinox LS for $189 a month. But hurry, these offers end with the holidays. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com, the bright way to buy.
Plus, tax, title, license, stock fee, 24-month lease with $30.49 due with signing financing to qualify buyers with approved credit. Find new roads.
This holiday season, be sure to give gifts that everyone loves. Give gifts from Lover's Lane, like our Christmas bundle. It's three gifts in one. A piece of lingerie, petite to plus size. A bedroom toy, both totaling $100 or more. Then receive half off a love kit. What's a love kit? Our romance specialist will show you all the steamy details.
Ooh.
This holiday season, start playing together at Lover's Lane. If you can't decide, give a gift card.
Hello, gentlemen. Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air in St. Charles.
So, you've asked us, why should I come to you for my diamond engagement ring?
That's like asking, why should I go to Wrigleyville to watch a ball game?
Well, that's true, dear, but let's make it clear why you should buy at the Diamond Air. Number one, unlike chain box stores, I hand select each diamond that comes into the store. So if that diamond has inclusions you can see with the naked eye, or if the color is yellowish, then it is unacceptable and we simply do not buy it. Also, as a second generation jeweler, I've been handling diamonds since I was about 6 years old. So I learned from my father and traveling to Belgium to purchase diamonds directly from the cutter. This skips a minimum of two middlemen, assuring you are paying the lowest price.
You will also never be bombarded by commissioned salespeople. You will sit in our comfortable diamond salon and actually have a blast shopping for your diamond. Call us at 630-355-RING to book your experience. And again, why is that, Billy?
Because with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Oh. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, we've got Boys and Bruce, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, ahead of Olin Cruz. He'll join us at the top of the hour, talking a little about Kyle Fuller. And, you know, apparently the Bears don't think he's trying very hard. He doesn't want to get back on the field. And if you notice his trajectory after the, what it was, a three-interception game, I never thought he showed me another thing that entire season. There wasn't much that I recall.
Do you know
after
who,
that?
Do you know who his agent is?
I don't.
Is that sometimes that's the kind of thing where your representative then?
Well, yeah,
is
because heard he's gonna hear it wherever he goes.
Right. So wait. Well, it's not true. What's what this they're saying about my client? I mean, or the agent calls the team and says, "Hey, what's the deal here? What's going on? Why are you saying this stuff?" Because that's part of a good agent's job would be to kind of track that down and get out ahead of it and figure out why the team feels the need. Why is it in the team's best interest to do this publicly? Is there something coming out? Is there something they're concerned about image-wise? It seems a little bit odd. And
yeah.
By the way, a big thank you to the Children's Oncology Services team, our friends in the office.
Yes, thank you.
Jeff Infusino and Katie Weil, they've made their annual visit here, and it's usually a couple things are common. First of all, they bring a big spread of salumis and bread and jardinera and cheeses, and we have a wonderful antipasto spread. They also bring the Infusino family limoncello by the bottle, and this is stuff we look. It's only once a year. We get a couple of bottles, and you keep it in the freezer, and it never lasts as long as you want it to. But it's really, really good stuff. This is the home recipe back to the old country and brought here. And this year has the Terry Boers 25 label on it, which is this is a keep the bottle year. So there are two bottles that have been with your name on them. That are headed out.
Thank them very much.
Headed out in your direction tomorrow, and you will be able to use it to toast tomorrow. So it is it's good stuff, and always wonderful to see them. And it's completely unnecessary. I always add that we are here to help Children's Oncology Services, and not the other way around.
Versa.
You don't owe us any food or anything. We want to plow this right back in. Whatever that costs, let's send more kids to camp. How about that? The Let's do a giveaway, because I mentioned we have these, and I want to make sure if you were planning, if you win this, and you have time to put your plans together to go tomorrow, so I want to do two of these relatively early. The sixth caller to the contest line, 312-591-6700, will win a spot for you and three guests to join Mully and Hanley at the 2016 Score Holiday Broadcast. Winners receive a breakfast buffet, soft drinks, and a chance to win great prizes, brought to you by The Score, Chicago's number one sports talk radio station. Yeah, this is it's sort of been the discussion lately, both with the Bears and with college football, this idea of football character. Yeah. And I just I think that some of these stodgy old football types are going to have to live in a world where football character maybe doesn't mean exactly what it used to mean. Because who really, what sane person would be this willing soldier, willing to do everything a coach wants to do the way he wants it done, and continually bash his head around just because he wants to? You know, you're not describing a normal human being.
No.
And maybe that particular breed is going to become rarer with every NFL player that walks away, with everybody that at the very least understands and is increasingly aware of what goes on in every single play. Even mundane occurrences and what damage can be inflicted. Even the guys who love it. I'm not saying football is going to go away.
No.
I want it to go away. And even the guys who want to do it might approach it a little bit differently. It's some of the way they talk about it, some of the way they self-report injuries. We know that, and it's a positive thing, that some of the self-reporting, at least at the high school level, the stigma is going away for saying, yeah, I have a concussion and I have to come out and I have to miss time because my brain is injured. That there is an understanding of that. That also is part of changing this description of he's got to have great football character. Okay. Well, maybe you also got to be a little more understanding of not just some of these college players looking out for themselves, but everybody when it comes to asking questions and wanting information and certainly wanting a seat at the table when it comes to how these things get decided about their well-being.
Well, let's face it. We can argue this and have argued it for many years, the side we have. But on the other side, they've just dug in their heels. I mean, there are still many, many coaches that I've seen during the course of a season who still recite that yes, that football teaches you like no other sport. There's nothing like it. You can't compare anything because you're learning how to be a man.
All the life lessons. You're learning that.
It's endemic to what they do. It's who they want to be. And that's why when you get a guy that you think, well, wait a minute, why is all that football? Does he not want to play? Is that what the problem is? I mean, all I know is that if you do that, don't gag the player. Don't do that. You can't. That's not fair. I mean, he's got a side to tell. I haven't seen him quoted at all. And like I say, I didn't see much after those interceptions. He had a very, I would say, rocky time after that. And then the injuries came and so forth. But, I mean, not everybody is necessarily touched by the football angel to the point of stupidity.
I like the way you put it. The football angel doesn't have to make you stupid.
No,
right?
Does not have to.
Well, that's what I mean when they say, well, you know, we got to judge his football character. How much does he love to play? Well, at some point, being great is more important than being a guy who just loves football, mm-hmm. you know, so football-y all the time about everything. And you know, for there are a lot of guys like you know Peanut Tillman who. We're never a big football fan.
No.
He just happened to be great at football and just a very very dedicated to his craft.
He wasn't, yeah.
But it wasn't because of how much he loved football. So, I mean, that's an example of a guy who just you know, it wasn't all about all-consuming kind of personality in that way. And the guys who have been like, how many of those guys have had their careers cut short from head injury? Those guys we think of as the archetypes. Luke Kuechly is that guy, right?
Yeah, he's that guy.
No, Dan Morgan was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Urlacher, that guy. You know, there have been a lot of these just total gung-ho monster football guys. And when you start talking about the high-end picks, you know, that's really what we're talking about, the elite players who are there's also because of the money involved and an increased understanding, at least from some of the hypocritical way the league has done it too. Oh, we care about you. We care about you. No, you don't. No, come on. No, you don't. And it's okay to not to, but they don't feel it's okay to not to. So they continue the pretense of it all. But
Well, they're way too invested in it to.
I get it.
Know,
I just think that there's going to be more guys as the years go on, more high level players that are also very, very aware of how fragile their bodies and especially their brains actually are, and that maybe there's going to be teams will have to decide. Well, you know, he's upfront about it, but they don't want a guy who's going to self report concussions. They don't.
I know.
They really don't. They don't want a guy who's going, well, you know, he's prone to head injury, or he's prone to saying he has a head injury. He's prone to complaining about it. So that whether they say it or not, that's a red flag. That's they don't want this possibility of saying, well, you know, this is a guy who's going to be willing to say that he's got a concussion instead of just saying, oh, keep me in. I just got my bell rung. I'm okay. I just got to, you know, knock the cobwebs out. I'm fine. That's football character.
Well, one of those guys who seems to me to be perfectly. Well, he was unhappy when he got hurt a second time here a little while back. But Kuechly is a guy who it will be difficult, if that's what it comes to, for him to make that decision, which to me, where he's been at already with these things, it would be over already.
Right.
That's enough, kids. I'm going to go home now, and I'll figure out something to do with my life. I'm Luke Kuechly. But he's not going to. I mean, he's going to need whatever number it would be to happen to him again. He's just one of those guys you're talking about.
We are going to talk with Olin Krutz about this and more next on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl, a production of Westwood One's.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like... or Florida's winter, which sounds like... Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
Make your next golf outing one to remember by hosting it at one of Chicago's premier golf facilities, Bowling Brook Golf Club. This five-star layout has it all. Elevated tees, rolling fairways, incredible greens, and seven lakes. The driving range and golf academy are award-winning. Hurry, prime 2017 dates still available, but filling fast. Is a wedding in your future? Bowling Brook Golf Club is the perfect setting for the big day. From 8 to 800, your guests will be impressed. For more information on outings or weddings, visit bowlingbrookgolfclub.com. That's bowlingbrookgolfclub.com.
On the first day of Christmas, Grossinger gave to me a huge offer for my family.
We need your trade, and we're willing to pay. During Grossinger Autoplex's year-end trade-in event, get top dollar in cash for cars in any condition with over $6,400 off on a new 2016 Buick Verano. Save big with 0% financing for 72 months on every new Buick and GMC. And Grossinger Autoplex in Lincolnwood will save you $5,500 off a new 2016 GMC Terrain. The end of the year means our best price on a new Buick and GMC. There's never been a better time to buy. Hurry in. These savings are available this week only at Grossinger Autoplex in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and grossingerautoplex.com. That's grossingerautoplex.com.
Number B60119, number M60130, off MSRP on select new models. You must qualify. $1,389 per thousand financed, expires 1/2/17.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations. 1-877
cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate,
to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2016.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Hey, I'm here at your Metro PCS store. What's the best deal I can get for switching over?
How does a free smartphone sound?
Sounds good, but is it a tiny smartphone?
Nope, 5-inch HD screen.
Good brand?
Great brand. Samsung, and it's a Galaxy.
So I got a free Samsung Galaxy?
Yeah, you're a tough man to bargain with.